Finally, the car came to a stop. With difficulty, Sarah opened her eyes, blinked to clear her vision, and looked up from her hiding place in the footwell. Her mother was slumped in the driver's seat, her head against the top of the steering wheel. She was gazing through the spokes to where Sarah crouched. Her mother's eyes were almost the same, wide and pretty. Her pupils were so big, Sarah could nearly see herself in them. But now they seemed dull. Her mother was no longer in there. Sarah reached out, but something hot dripped onto her hand, and she snatched it back. Her palm was bright red next to her white fingers.
Lauf, dumme Schlampe!
Sarah could hear the voice in her head, but her mother's lips weren't moving. Her nose was blocked and her eyes hurt. The pain was a fog across her thinking. Again she heard it.
Lauf! Run!
She looked at her mother's face once more, in time to see her forehead slide off the top of the wheel. The eyes, still staring, now regarded the floor.
Lauf! Just run!
Sarah thought the voice was her own. The door handle turned, but the door didn't open. She tried again. It opened a crack, but she was pushing against the whole weight of the door, as if up a hill. Her hand was slick with blood, so she rubbed it on her coat and tried again. By sticking her shoulder against the door panel, she managed to heave it wide open, spilling the cold light of evening into the car. She scrambled up and out. The Mercedes had come to rest in the ditch by the roadside, its nose buried in a warehouse fence. Sarah looked into the car and saw what the bullet had done to the back of her mother's head. She fought a wave of nausea as the door swung shut, but she felt nothing else. Not yet. Her heart was beating fast and loud in her ears, the air stinging her nose. Her neck felt hot. Behind her, the soldiers from the checkpoint were just rounding the distant corner that she and her mother had careened around moments ago, just before the shot. There were voices, shouts, running feet on the asphalt. Dogs began to bark. They were closing. Where now? What now?
Lauf!
Sarah flung herself onto the warm hood and crawled across it toward the break the car had made in the warehouse fence. The shards of broken windshield tore at her hands and knees. She slid off into the brambles and then pushed through them on all fours, picking up splinters of wood, thorns, and broken glass.
Don't look back. Keep going. Ignore the pain in your hands and knees. Lauf!
She let the voice run riot in her head as she broke through the fence. Her voice? Her mother's? It didn't matter.
Onto your feet now. That's it. Lauf! Lauf! Run! Run!
She sprinted into an alley between two old buildings, kicking up the sludge deposited by overflowing gutters. Looking up, she could see the rusting gutters hanging from the roof edges, the leaf litter that blocked the drains. About 2 meters high. Too high. Too precarious. But this claustrophobic corridor continued into the distance, and she could hear the dogs closing.
Get up there, dumme Schlampe.
Don't call me that.
Well, you're being one. What kind of a gymnast are you?
A Jewish gymnast. Not permitted to compete.
You're a dead Jewish gymnast if you don't move. Are you hardy, pious, cheerful, free?
Sarah found herself laughing at the old saying. What would Jan, the father of gymnastics, think of a Jew, Deutschlands Unglück, Germany's misfortune, using his words as inspiration? So she put a skip into her step, ignoring the tightness in her calves, the pain in her neck, the chance of slipping, repeating,
frisch, fromm, fröhlich, frei, hardy, pious, cheerful, free,
with her eyes on the gutter all the way. She launched herself into the air, caught the troughs neatly on either side, and swung herself up and to the right, the metal creaking and complaining as she went. She hit the corrugated iron roof with a crash, slid for a second, and stopped just shy of the roof's edge. "Beat that, Trudy Meyer. I'll have your gold medal now, Danke,"